Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Baruch ben Rabbi Moshe. He should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav hu beiso v'chol asher lo. We are going to be basing this shir on the Sefer Kuntros HaMoadim of Hagaon Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, one of the greatest Rosh Yeshiva of our door. He has a Sefer Kuntros HaBiurim Shari Shmuos, very, very famous. And in that Sefer on Moed, he has a Kuntros HaMoadim. So we're going to be discussing in Yirtu Hashem the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You're going to see a huge Chiddush. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel, writes, Shulkan Avonos Kol Echad Miboye Olam B'Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. That you weigh the sins of all the people in the world on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, etc. The Habeinoni Tolemoso Ad Yom HaKippurim. And the Beinoni hangs until Yom Kippur. He's in limbo. Im Asa Tshuva Nechtam L'Chaim. V'im Lav Nechtam L'Misa. If he does Tshuva, this Beinoni, this 50-50 guy, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, so he's sealed for life, and if not, he's sealed for death. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to Zion, Lashon the Gemara is Zachu. If the Beinoni is Zoche, then he gets life. So the Rambam learns that Zoche means he did Tshuva. And so explains Rabbeinu Hananel in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah to Zion Amud Beis, and it's from the Brisa and Yud Zion Amud Beis. So we have now this Yisod from the Gemara that a Beinoni has to do tshuva. If he does tshuva, then he's nechtam l'chaim. If he doesn't do tshuva, he's nechtam l'misa. If he's 50-50, he has to do tshuva. He does tshuva life, if not, the opposite. So there's a famous kasha of Rav Itzla Peterburger, Rav Yitzhak Glaser. Why is, in a Sefer Kochove Or, why dafka tshuva? If he's 50-50, just do one extra mitzvah, and then you tip the scales. So why does it have to be dafka tshuva? So he's metareitz that this sin of not doing tshuva is so serious that it doesn't help, even if he did a lot of mitzvahs. But not doing tshuva will tip the scales against the person. Like the famous mashal, Rabbeinu Yonah, that if a prisoner is allowed to escape jail and he doesn't escape, so that's a big bizayon. We're letting you out. How come you don't want to leave? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting us out. He's letting us escape from our sins. How can you not do it? This is not the easiest teretz to accept, because you imagine a person, he didn't do tshuva. Say he didn't do tshuva. But he did 10,000 mitzvahs. He did 10,000 mitzvahs from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. He's still a Beinoni. He gave away his house to a poor person. A poor person needed a house. He's marrying off his daughter. He had no money for the chasana. So a fella goes and just gives him the deed for the house. And that's one mitzvah he does. And he spends 12 hours every single day feeding hungry people, poor people. Goes to the hospital to visit the sick. He learns 6 hours on the side every day. He's mamish ben tzaddik. And the fact that he didn't do tshuva, that makes him into a rasha. A little shver. However, it's meduyik in the Rambam that you're definitely shokel zchuyos and avonos on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Din is on Yom Kippur. However, the original Mishkal is on Rosh Hashanah. And the only way to turn it around is to do tshuva. One's 50-50. And now it's a new year. That's why some people say that Ribui Maisim doesn't help, because now it's a new cheshbon. Only tshuva helps. Because since it's a new cheshbon, it doesn't matter how many mitzvahs you did. It's for this new year. Therefore, you have to dafka do tshuva. That's the only way to change things. But the maisim are going to go on the next year, not in this year. So we know from the Rambam that it has to be with tshuva. Tshuva is the only way for a Beinoni to tip the scales in his favor. So the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet, Paragim Halacha Dalet, when Bnei in Inyan Zeh Nagu Kol Beis Yisrael Harbas B'Tzdakul Ma'isim Tovim V'Lasuk B'Mitzvos Merosh Hashanah V'Ad Yom Kippur Yeser Mikol Hashanah. And because of this, because of the chashivas of these Aseres Yimei Tshuva, all the Jewish people are noeg to be marbe, but stuck with Maisim Tovim, to be osek b'mitzvos from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur more than the rest of the year. The Lecha Mishnah writes, Kolomah, Mepnei Shebishofar Masirim B'Rosh Hashanah, Lechapes B'Maisiv, Lekach Be'ilu Asari Yomim Tzorech L'Asas Mitzvah Maisim Tovim. Since the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah tells us to search out our deeds, therefore these 10 days we have to do mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim. So the Lecha Mishnah explains that the Azhara and Rosh Hashanah, that we have to search our deeds, he's talking about all these 10 days, not just Rosh Hashanah, but all the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, in order to be Zocha to a Chasima Tova. So it seems, according to the Lecha Mishnah, that the inyan is that now you have more averus. If you don't do mitzvah, you don't do a mitzvah, you'll have more averus. Therefore, we want you to do more mitzvahs, like the Lecha Mishnah says. Why do you have to do tshuva during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Because that's an additional sin, and that sin will tip the scales. So what you have to do now is you have to be marbe b'maisim tovim, and that's going to tip the scales in your favor. That's all the Tamo Shel Lecha Mishnah that we're dealing with, how many mitzvahs versus how many averus. But according to what's been doing in the Rambam, no, it's not talui in mitzvahs and averus, it's talui in tshuva. And if it's talui in tshuva, then we're back to our original problem. Why then, we originally asked, what about being marbe mitzvahs and maisim tovim? We see from the Rambam, it's not enough, it dafke has to be tshuva. Like we said, because mitzvahs and maisim tovim aren't going to help, because that's the cheshbon of last, of this year, the mitzvahs and maisim tovim you do from enjoying our service and make tshuva. The only thing that's going to help tip the scales for last year, previous year, is tshuva. So why then does the Rambam say that Nagu we call Beis Yisrael a harvest, but stuck with Maisim Tovim v'lasuk b'mitzvahs? Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippur, yes, and we call Hashanah. Why? Why do you have to do more mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, when we see that the inyan isn't the mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim? The inyan is tshuva. You have to do tshuva to tip the scales in your favor if you're Beinoni. So why then does the Rambam say no, mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim has to be tshuva? So the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet, Afal Pishat Tkiyah Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKosuv Remez Yesh Bo. Even though Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah is Gzeiras HaKosuv, it's just a divine decree, there's a remez. What's the remez? Uri Yesheinu Mishinaschem V'Nirdame Mikitzu Mitardei Maschem V'Chipsu B'Maaseichem V'Chizru B'Tshuva V'Zichru Barachem Eilu Asherchen Esemes B'Habli Azman V'Shogim Kol Shnosim B'Hevo V'Rik Asher lo yoyo v'lo yatsu, habitu l'nafshei seichem, veitivu darcheichem u'malu leichem, V'yazov kol echad mehem darkoi haro machshavto shelo tovo. So there's a remez in shofar, wake up from your sleep, search your deeds, do tshuva, remember your creator, those who are forgetting the truth with all the nonsensical elements of time. And they're spending all their years in vanity and emptiness and nonsense. Not doesn't help at all. Look into your souls, improve your deeds, and leave your evil path and thoughts, those that are not good. So we see that Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva. And so writes the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Echad Mipnei Shehu Yom Tshuva. V'ha'aras b'nei Adam Mishicha Chosam. It's a day of tshuva, and it's a day that people wake up from their forgetfulness. That's why you have to blow shofar, like we said in our sefer Mishneh Torah, the Adah Chazak. So it's like Rosh Hashanah is an opening. It's a preparation for Yom Kippur, for the Yom Tzom. Like it's famous in our tradition about these 10 days. So it's mevuar umeduyok midivrei Rambam that the day of tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is different than the tshuva of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva from sin. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem mataraschem kol chataseichem b'fnei Hashem titaru. It's a day of cleansing ourselves of sin. But Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva of his oirus. U yeshenim mishinaschem v'chipsum b'maaseichem v'zichru borachem. Wake up, search your deeds, remember your creator. Leilu asherchen esemes behavli azman. Those who forget the truth and the nonsense of time. Hebitu l'nafshaseichem hebitu darcheichem aleichem v'yazakolechem emdakai aro. Look into your souls and look at your pathways and leave your evil deep ways. And what is this Darko Hara? The Rambam says in the 7th paragraph of Shuvah Halacha Gimel, the Darko Hara, the Deos Rose, Loshuv Min HaKasum Min HaKinu Redifus HaMacholos Redifus HaMamon, that we have to leave all of these evil Deos, Kas, anger, jealousy, running after food and restaurants and fancy hotels and money. And these sins are worse than those sins that have a Maisa Zok the Rambam. So this is a time, a more general time. We're not dealing with specific Averis. We're looking into our soul, and we're trying to change ourselves from the core. We're trying to remember God and look inside ourselves. Like Rabbeinu Yonah says, you have to know the milas of yourself. And like Rabbeinu Ezra says, if you don't know yourself, how are you going to know God? So you have to know yourself. You have to understand yourself. You have to know what you're all about. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. So obviously, this tshuva is from sin. But we're getting to the root of the sin. The root of the sin is that we've forgotten the truth, we've forgotten who we are, we've forgotten who God is. And therefore people are all sick, they have their darko hara, they have their midos ros, that's the root cause of sin. And therefore on Rosh Hashanah, it's beautiful that we don't say vidui, because we're not dealing with individual sins. That's only on Yom Kippur, which is a day of tshuva, on Chet and Kapara Savon. It's not tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is looking into your soul and remembering that there's a God. So according to this, being marbim and maisim tovim and mitzvahs, is, like the Rambam writes, that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have to be marbe b'mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So the Lecha Mishnah wrote shebishofar masir and Rosh Hashanah lechapis b'ma'asav lekach beilu asara yam tzarech lasim mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. We have to search our deeds, and therefore during these 10 days we have to be marbe b'mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So the Lecha Mishnah is correct that you have to search your deeds and do good deeds, but not because now you're going to have more good deeds than bad deeds. But that these good deeds and bad deeds are part and parcel of the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. What's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? To go to the root, to remember that there's a God, to look into our souls. And therefore you're doing mitzvahs. You're not doing mitzvahs mitzad, tipping the scales. That's not the value. Also, there's a value. There are many values in mitzvahs. But the value in your mitzvahs, Yom HaShoah and Yom Kippur, is not tipping the scales in your favor, because now you have more mitzvahs than averus. Like we said, it's a new cheshbon. So why do they need doing more mitzvahs? Because that's part of your tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Because what does Rosh Hashanah say? Rosh Hashanah says, look at you, look at where you've come, look at where you've come. Look at how low you've sunk. Remember that there's a God, remember your purpose. Look into your soul. So when I'm doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they're tshuva dika mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And that's why it's going to tip the scales. Not because now it's more mitzvahs than averus. But because these mitzvahs are colored by the tshuva element. These mitzvahs are part of the avodah of remembering God, looking into your soul, waking up. The Mor Nevuchim writes that, like we saw before, Kiyu Yom Tshuva V'Haras Bnei Adam Meshichachasam. It's a day of tshuva, and waking you up from your forgetfulness. It's the holy of Rosh Hashanah. Wake up. That's why we know from the Arizal not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Some say it's only on the first day and it's only until Chatzelos Pseder. But you see the sinyan of not sleeping. Rosh Hashanah is not a shluffy day. Rosh Hashanah is a day of waking up spiritually and waking up physically. And as part of the avodah of waking up and doing more good deeds, you say, "Oh, this is my tshuva." The Mor Nevuchim writes that it's a hatso psicha liyom atzom. What's the hatso? The hatso psicha. How is it an opening? How is it preparatory for the yom atzom? And the answer is, first you're looking into your soul, you're remembering that there's a God, and then in the Yom Tzom you can get down to the individual sins that you did. So that clears off everything. A, you woke up on Rosh Hashanah, and then in Yom Kippur you clean your slate of all the particular sins. So that's the process. The Bi'ur HaGra, then in Kiddush Levana. When do you do Kiddush Levana? On Motzei Shabbos or on Motzei Yom Kippur? Motzei Shabbos comes first. When do you do Kiddush Levana? So the Gra is masking to the Levush to be Mekadosh Levana Motzei Shabbos for Yom Kippur, in order that it should be Machriya Lekav Schus. L'chor, this is like the Lecha Mishnah. It's still totally now in Rov Zchuyos. So now this is going to give you another mitzvah. But we questioned that Mahalach. It's a new year, it's a new cheshbon, and also the Rambam says it's totally in Tshuva. So it could be that this Hachor L'Kav Zchus is that now doing the Kiddush Levana, showing you want to do another mitzvah. That's part of your waking up. That's part of the Tshuva process, being Marbe B'Tshuva Ma'asim by doing another mitzvah, by doing Kiddush Levana now. And therefore it tips the scales, not out to the mitzvah, that it's one more mitzvah on your record, but that it's part of the tshuva. It's part of the chipsu b'maaseichem, it's part of the waking up. So Baruch Hashem, zachinu liyisod gadol b'nyanei tshuva, and we should be zochataka to be misorer, b'simcha b'tuv leivav, and remember God, remember ourselves, remember our neshamas, and be zocha to be written and inscribed in the book of Tzaddikim for a life filled with sweetness and prosperity. Ava achva shalom bereyus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.